The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We begin with this from Real Simple, Colorful Celebrations for Summer. Make your summer fete the talk of the town with these fun, festive, and colorful tricks. First, table talk. Turn your dining table into the star of the party with a summery mix of bold shades and patterns. Start with a tablecloth featuring an eye-catching print, then add depth to it with contrasting layers. Think simple white plates topped with bright, solid-colored napkins, tinted glasses in a fun shade of pink or blue, and then a funky assortment of serving dishes in varying patterns. And make it bloom. Create a playful twist on a centerpiece by hollowing out a pineapple to use as a vase. Just place a small glass or container within the hollowed-out pineapple shell. Fill it with water and add fresh flowers. For eye-catching wall art, craft a vibrant collage of paper leaves in tropical colors. Simply cut out your leaves in varying shapes and sizes and apply to the wall with reusable sticky putty or double-sided tape. No permanent mess. From Susie Orman, Susie Solves Your Money Problems. Personal finance icon Susie Orman is on a mission. And so here we have some questions and her answers. Question, I'm 50 years old and I haven't been able to save much for retirement. I'm scared it's too late for me. What can I do? Susie said, listen to me, my love. I've been doing this for decades, and if there's one thing I know to be true, it's this. Fear is the main internal obstacle to wealth. It's not your age, your salary, or your circumstances. It's the fear that whispers it's too late. But here's what I want you to hear from me loud and clear. There's only one way to conquer fear. Create a new truth for yourself. That truth begins the moment you decide to take control. Let's start creating that truth today with two key strategies. First, build your foundation. Open a high-yield savings account, such as a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account or the Ultimate Opportunity account by MyAlliant.com. That's MyAlliant.com, which lets you earn a $100 bonus when you save $100 per month for 12 consecutive months. This isn't just about money, it's about proving to yourself that you can be consistent, that you can save, that you can truly have what it takes. And invest in your future. If you have access to a Roth 401k through your employer, a plan most large companies now offer, start contributing, especially if there's a match. This year, those under 50 can contribute up to $23,500. People 50 and older can take advantage of an additional $7,500 catch-up contribution, and people 60 to 63 can put in an additional $11,250. Contribute up to the match. If your employer doesn't offer one, or after you reach the match, open a Roth IRA online at a brokerage house like Vanguard or Fidelity. Given your age, you can contribute up to $8,000 this year in addition to your Roth 401k. Money in these accounts goes in after tax, grows tax-free, and you can take out your original contributions anytime, regardless of your age or how long the account has been open. Take these actions and you will start to conquer your financial fears and feel more confident. Question, I feel overwhelmed by credit card debt and don't know where to begin. What's the best way to start managing it? And Susie says, if you're overwhelmed by your credit card debt, hear this. You can't fix a financial problem with money. The real solution starts with a few simple questions. Why did you get into debt? Were you spending to ease pain? Trying to keep up with others on social media? Buying to feel better? Until you're honest about the why, The cycle will continue even if you pay off your debt. So today, stop the shame and start the change by taking these three simple steps. 1, face it to erase it. No more secrets. Tell someone you trust exactly how much credit card debt you have. While hiding from your shame around money gives it control, speaking it out loud immediately takes away its power and puts you in the driver's seat. 2, live below your means but within your needs. Cut the wants like eating out or buying pricey clothes and keep the essentials, rent, food, utilities, insurance, transportation. And before making any purchase, ask yourself, is this a need or a want? And if it's a want, walk away. 3, stop using your credit cards, period. List every card, balance, interest rate, and minimum payment. Start with the highest interest rate. To help you track your credit card expenses, consider downloading an app like YNAB, You Need a Budget, or NerdWallet, NerdWallet. Total all your minimum payments, then add 20% to that number. Pay the minimums on your cards, but put the extra 20% toward the highest interest card. When that's paid off, roll the full amount to the next card, and so on. Above all, remember, you are not your past. You can take back control. It takes courage, awareness, and commitment, but it is possible. Susie is the host of the popular Women and Money podcast, if you'd like to give it a listen, and author of 10 best-selling books, including The Ultimate Retirement Guide for 50-plus. Orman, her last name, O-R-M-A-N. From First for Women, a true and uplifting tale, a timely rescue. After a stressful week, I needed some time alone, so I went to relax at the beach by my house. I couldn't help but sigh when a young mother arrived with two small children and set up their lawn chairs right next to me. Kids being kids, they immediately began screaming and running back and forth to the water. I tried to tune them out, but to no avail. I pulled out a bag of grapes and began to munch on them in frustration. Suddenly, a grape got lodged in my windpipe. I waved my hands in panic, and the two boys stopped and ran to get their mom, who immediately came over, performed the Heimlich maneuver, and saved my life. "I'm a nurse. Good thing you were nearby," she said with a smile. All I could do was nod in awe, thankful beyond words. And that was Abigail Newton, 54, of Tampa, Florida. Wow, what a blessing in disguise those kids were. From Real Simple, de-germ your hard shell carry-on. This wheelie thorough routine will have you ready to roll. First, disinfect. Your bag likely has a good case of the travel bug. As you drag it around, bacteria can hitch a ride. After each trip, give the plastic shell a once-over with a disinfecting wipe or a microfiber cloth dampened with water and a little liquid dish soap. Don't forget the handle, the wheels, and all the crevices. 2, remove scuffs. If you see any marks, make a paste of equal parts baking soda and water, and use an old toothbrush or small soft bristle brush to scrub them away. Wipe off any residual paste with a clean, damp cloth. And 3, deodorize the inside. The inside isn't nearly the microbe jamboree that the outside is, but it can start to smell stale after transporting your vacay's dirty laundry. To fix this, open your empty suitcase and sprinkle baking soda over the fabric. Leave it there overnight to absorb odors. In the morning, vacuum it up using a nozzle attachment. Lastly, add a drop of dish soap to a damp cloth and wipe the liner. Let it air dry for a few hours before packing the suitcase away. From Good Housekeeping, how to pack a cooler. Keep drinks and nibbles ice cold and convenient on hot day trips with tips from our food storage experts. And they offer 3, 4 tips. First, pre-chill the cooler. Fill it about halfway with ice at least 20 minutes before adding your drinks and snacks. Next, source from the fridge. If possible, add only chilled drinks and snacks. This simple step will prolong the life of your ice. 3. Organize for easy access. Minimize the amount of time the lid is open by arranging like items in columns so you won't have to search for things. And then add a menu. Keep a list of cooler contents in a resealable bag on the outside of the lid so folks will know their options before they open it. From the last issue of First for Women, Books We're Loving Now. A mystery called The Searcher by Tana French, F-R-E-N-C-H. I don't read mysteries often, but Tana French's writings is at once lyrical and visceral, and this book was incredible, says Christina Mastrocola, First senior editor. American ex-cop Cal Hooper moves to Ireland to renovate a fixer-upper and start over after his divorce. When he hears noises around his house, he discovers 13-year-old Trey, who recruits Cal to find his missing big brother, Brendan. I loved the growing bond between Trey and Cal and the mystery at the heart of Brendan's disappearance, says Christina. It was such an emotional and suspenseful book. Next, The Friend by Sigrid Nunez, N-U-N-E-Z. People had been recommending The Friend to me for ages, and when I saw it was recently made into a movie starring Naomi Watts and Bill Murray, I finally jumped in and couldn't put it down, says Abby Bender, First's digital staff writer. In this poignant novel, a writer navigates grief following the sudden death of her literary mentor, but things become even more emotionally complicated when she's asked to take on ownership of his Great Dane. That's a big dog. Says Abby, the mix of heartfelt philosophical truths and dry humor throughout the story made this an evocative read that was surprisingly moving. And that book's from 2018. There certainly ought to be an Audible version out. A thriller called The Last Ferry Out by Andrea Bartz, B-A-R-T-Z. An Andrea Bartz thriller is guaranteed to take you on a wild ride of bone-chilling turns, and her latest was both moving and unput-downable, says Julia Dennison, First digital director. When Abby visits the island where her fiancé died, she finds a hurricane-wrecked ghost town and expats with chilling secrets. What begins as a grief-stricken search for closure morphs into a gripping, high-stakes mystery filled with tension. Bartz peels back paradise's facade to reveal something far darker, says Julia. Think White Lotus meets blood-curdling realism. And the last one, a romantasy called Shield of Sparrows by Devney Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. I was craving an escape into a new world after a recent reading slump, and this book was just what I needed, says Courtney Shapiro, First digital associate editor. Shield of Sparrows, the first in a sweeping new romantasy series by Devney Perry, follows Odessa, a sheltered princess of Quintus, who is forced into an arranged marriage with the warrior prince Xavier Wolfe. As Odessa navigates deadly beasts and ancient magic, she struggles with her new identity and the expectations forced upon her. From the world building to the twisty secrets, I was fully immersed in this story, raves Courtney. I need book two ASAP. From Woman's World, Savings Secret, find fun souvenirs at local grocers. Vacations often spark the urge to bring home an inedible memento that reflects the local culture, confirm Chinese researchers. You might want to buy a bottle of hot sauce when you're in New Orleans, for example, or grab key lime treats when visiting Florida. Fortunately, you can save a bundle on tasty souvenirs simply by skipping pricey tourist shops and popping into a neighborhood supermarket instead. Because local residents love regional flavors, grocers usually carry the same products, but at lower prices to keep the regulars coming back. From First for Women, question, is there an exercise I can do at my desk to boost my metabolism? And their answer, absolutely. My favorite are calf raises, which speed metabolism by activating the soleus, a muscle in the back of the lower leg. A University of Houston study found that exercising the soleus throughout the day, like while sitting at work, can elevate metabolism and boost blood sugar regulation by 52%. To activate your soleus muscles, sit with your feet flat on the floor, then raise and lower your heels. The more of these you do, the higher your metabolism will go, without you ever leaving the chair. Well, I don't think there's an easier exercise out there. From Woman's World, 7 days of inspiration. Take one a day and feel great all week. And each one's just one sentence. Day one, nothing shapes the future like a dream. Day two, there's no one more special than you. Day three, success has an opening and you're the best person for the job. Day four, in life, U-turns are allowed. Day five, you deserve nothing less than the very best. Day six, happiness finds you when you least expect it. And day seven, you have the power to wow. From Real Simple, red, red wine. Yes, you can absolutely serve it in the summer. Here's how. Rosé is synonymous with the season, and ice-cold whites are an obvious choice in the warmer months, but don't discount red wine, says James Beard Award winner sommelier Belinda Chang, who has run the vino programs at top-notch restaurants around the county. You've just got to choose the right bottles and then get and keep them nice and cool. The red wines I like to drink chilled are fun and flirty, juicy, and priced for casual summer hangs, Chang says. She suggests looking for young, meaning no more than 3 years old, Pinot Noirs from Oregon, Gamays from Beaujolais, France, dry Lambruscos, which are bubbly, primarily from Emilia-Romagna, Italy, and Barbaras from Baja California, Mexico. These wines are made from thin-skinned grapes and offer refreshing acidity. Plus, they taste great with a chill. Because we're talking easy drinkers here, you don't need to spend much on them. You'll find excellent options between $15 and $30. While your best bet is to refrigerate the bottles overnight and pull them out a half hour before serving, these wines are the opposite of fussy. You can uncork, pour, and sip right out of the fridge if you like. The coolness makes the wine fresh, and that's exactly what I want for a summer menu. Keep them on ice after opening. This way the wine will be just as chill as your party. First from Women has a little quote. Nature walking changes your body and your brain in a way that you can't get at the gym. And that was Jennifer Walsh, advisor from Harvard's Brain Science Initiative. I recommend right now, as hot as it is, you do your nature walking early in the morning or after sunset. From First for Women, red pepper feta dip. Active and total time are both 15 minutes, and this serves 8. A splash of tart balsamic vinegar adds a sweet tangy kick to this. First, we need 4 pita breads. 2 tablespoons butter, melted, 2 12-ounce jars of roasted red peppers, drained and patted dry, 1 cup crumpled feta cheese, a half cup heavy cream, half cup plain dry breadcrumbs, and 2 teaspoons balsamic vinegar. Heat oven to 300, brush both sides of the pita bread with melted butter, transfer to a baking sheet, bake, flipping once until lightly golden brown, about 3 minutes per side. Transfer to a rack, let cool, cut into 8 wedges each. In a food processor, combine the peppers, feta cheese, cream, breadcrumbs, and vinegar. Cover, process until smooth. Transfer to a serving bowl and serve with the pita wedges. And then they offer an easy variation. Make it pepper almond dip. Reduce the feta to 1/2 cup. Substitute in 1/2 cup chopped toasted almonds before processing. Continue with the recipe as directed. From Magnolia, Joe's Tomato Salsa, features on Magnolia Table with Joanna Gaines, Season 8, Episode 5. Prep time 15 minutes, and this makes 4 cups of salsa. We need 3 large tomatoes, seeded if desired, and finely chopped, or about 4 cups worth. 2 fresh jalapeno chilies, seeded and finely chopped, about, I think it says 1/2 cup. There's a fold. 1/2 of a bunch of fresh cilantro chopped with stems, 1/3 cup. 3 cloves of garlic minced. 1 tablespoon fresh lime juice. And a pinch of kosher salt. Combine all ingredients in a medium bowl. That's it. For a thinner salsa, you can prepare in the food processor. Add jalapenos and garlic first. Process, then remove 1/2. Add the remaining ingredients. Pulse to combine. Stir in the reserved jalapenos and garlic to taste. And for a spicier salsa, you can add an additional jalapeno or skip removing the seeds. From The Last First for Women, Citrus Quinoa Salad. Active time 25 minutes, total time is 50, and this serves 6. We need 1 cup tricolor quinoa, 3 oranges, 1 15.5-ounce can of chickpeas, rinsed and drained, 1/2 cup dried cranberries, also known as craisins in my house, 1/3 cup chopped fresh mint, and 2 tablespoons olive oil. In a medium pot, bring 1.5 cups water to boil. Stir in the quinoa. Cover, reduce heat to medium-low. Cook until water is absorbed and the quinoa is tender, about 15 minutes. Transfer to a bowl and let cool. Using a knife, cut, peel, and pith from 2 oranges. Cut between membranes to release the segments. Cut segments into thirds. Grate 1 teaspoon zest and squeeze 2 tablespoons juice from the remaining orange. Add chickpeas, cranberries, mint, oil, segments, orange segments, juice, zest, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper to the quinoa. Toss until evenly coated and combined. If desired, divide the mixture among 6 8-ounce jars with lids or transfer to a serving bowl. It's very colorful, pretty salad. Last First from Women brings us the veggie baguette. Active and total time are both 25 minutes, and this serves 4. Thanks to jarred artichoke hearts, roasted red pepper, and pesto, this tasty bite is a snap to toss together. We need 1 tablespoon olive oil, 8 ounces sliced mushrooms, 1 cup sliced red onion, 8 ounces fresh mozzarella, a 6-ounce jar marinated artichoke hearts, a large roasted red pepper from a 12-ounce jar, 1 10-ounce loaf of Italian bread, 1/4 cup jarred basil pesto sauce, and 2 cups baby arugula. In a large nonstick skillet, heat oil over medium-high. Add mushrooms and cook, stirring occasionally. Add mushrooms and onion. Cook, stirring occasionally until tender and browned, 15 minutes. Cut mozzarella into 8 slices. Drain the artichokes. Quarter them if they're whole. Slice the pepper into thin strips. Cut bread crosswise into 4 pieces. Split each. Spread cut sides of the bottom bread pieces with pesto. Dividing evenly, top the pesto with mozzarella, the mushroom mixture, artichokes, peppers, arugula, and then the bread tops. From Magnolia, Southwestern charred corn salsa. Prep time 10 minutes, grill time is 12, makes 4 cups. We need 4 ears of sweet corn, husks and silks removed, 1 tablespoon vegetable oil or avocado oil, 1/4 cup Mexican crema or sour cream, 1 teaspoon chili lime seasoning such as tajin, T-A-J-I-N, I'm saying it wrong, I'm sure, 1/8 teaspoon cayenne pepper, 3/4 cup finely chopped red bell pepper, 1 medium avocado peeled and finely chopped, 1/2 cup thinly sliced green onions, 1/4 cup chopped fresh cilantro, 1 jalapeno chili seeded and finely chopped, and 1/4 cup crumpled cotija cheese, optional. Brush corn with oil. Grill uncovered over medium heat, 12 to 16 minutes or until tender and lightly charred, turning frequently. When cool enough to handle, cut kernels from the cobs. Stir together the Mexican crema, chili lime seasoning, and cayenne pepper in a medium bowl. Add corn, bell pepper, avocado, green onions, cilantro, and jalapenos. Toss to coat. And top with cotija cheese if you're using it. That is a salsa as well. From Magnolia, lavender blueberry spritz. Prep time 15 minutes, steep time is 1 hour, and it makes 8 servings. For the lavender syrup part of this, combine 1 cup sugar and 1 cup water in a small saucepan. Bring to a boil, stirring to dissolve the sugar. Stir in 1/2 cup food-grade lavender buds. Remove from heat. Let steep 1 hour. Strain through a fine mesh sieve. Discard solids. Transfer the syrup to a jar, and you can store the jar in the fridge for up to 2 weeks. For each drink, you make 1 at a time, add 1 ounce or 2 tablespoons of the chilled 100% blueberry juice, and 1 ounce or 2 tablespoons of the chilled lavender syrup that you made to a flute glass. Top with 3 ounces or 1/3 cup chilled Prosecco or grapefruit flavor soda, such as Squirt brand. Squeeze in a lemon wedge and add it to the glass. Garnish with fresh blueberries. We have time for a couple quotes from First for Women. Never yet was a springtime when the buds forgot to bloom. And that was Margaret Elizabeth Sangster. The only thing sweeter than union is reunion. That was from Kathleen McGowan, American author. And how do we change the world? One random act of kindness at a time. And that one was Morgan Freeman. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope to see you next time.